I'm Jason Brown with Lapping Parrot Productions and Sierra Way Media. Here is your Eastern Sierra News. Well, on Wednesday and Thursday, expect wind and light showers, isolated thunderstorms throughout over the terrain of Inyo County and across Esmeralda and Nye counties. Senator Marie Alvarado-Gill announced today that three of her priority bills have passed the Senate unanimously, delivering significant victories for rural communities across Senate District 4. I'm extremely proud that the California Senate has unanimously passed all three of these bills on the same day, said Senator Alvarado-Gill. This is a powerful message that rural Californians will no longer be an afterthought. I am proud to be the representative and their voice in Sacramento. Well, SB 1109 will crack down on bad actors operating short-term residential therapeutic programs in small rural communities by requiring annual licensing reviews for facilities with repeated serious violations. This measure protects vulnerable youth while giving rural counties the tools they need to prevent facilities from operating without proper local oversight and support. SB 1293 requires Caltrans to provide advance written notice to residents and businesses within 5 miles, major highway construction projects, and counties with 60,000 residents or fewer. This common sense reform ends the practice of blindsiding rural county families and small businesses with unexpected long-term road closures that devastate local economies. And then SB 1382 mandates that Caltrans notify local officials by April 1st of each year of its planned schedule for opening mountain passes and developing a public outreach plan. This bill brings much-needed predictability and transparency to mountain communities that depend on these critical transportation corridors. These bills provide real solutions for safety of our children, the stability of our small businesses, and the daily needs of families that Senator Alvarado-Gill represents. Rural voices were heard loud and clear, and were just getting started. From protecting at-risk youth to ensuring our mountain communities aren't left in the dark without road and pass closures, these bills put rural California first. I want to thank my colleagues for their strong bipartisan support. These bills now move to the Assembly for consideration. Assemblyman David Tangipa announced his support for the Creating Accountability in Loan Cal Repayment Act, introduced by Congressman Vince Bong, legislation aimed at restoring accountability for California's unemployment insurance debt and protecting taxpayers and employers from the consequences of state mismanagement. The Cal Repayment Act would require states with outstanding federal unemployment insurance loans, including California, to prioritize repayment of those debts before using future flexible federal funds for other purchases. These legislations come as California remains the only state in the nation with outstanding federal UI debt, now exceeding $18 billion. Tangipa expressed strong support for the measure, stating California families, farmers, and small businesses are paying the price for Sacramento's failures. During the pandemic, billions of taxpayer dollars were lost to fraud and abuse because the state leaders failed to provide basic oversight and accountability instead of paying down the debt when the state had the opportunity. Sacramento shifted the burden onto employers through higher payroll taxes. Congressman Fong's Cal Repayment Act is a common sense measure that puts accountability first, protects taxpayers, and ensures California jobs creators are not punished for the state's mismanagement. Inyo County Clerk Recorder Register of Voters Daniel Sexton announced that Inyo County will be conducting a 1% post-election manual tally audit of the ballots cast in the June 2nd, 2026 statewide primary election to provide transparency of the election process. The random selection of 1% of all precincts for the required post-election audit will begin on Thursday, June 11, 2026 at 8 a.m. in the county elections office located in the Inyo County Courthouse in Independence. The audit will take place immediately preceding the random draw. The audit will continue each day from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. until completed. The Register of Voters will publish the election audit results and materials on its website. Public is invited to observe all of the processes. Northern Inyo Hospital Auxiliary installed its 2026-2027 officers during a special ceremony held May 13, celebrating another year of volunteer service, community generosity, and support for patient care across the Eastern Sierra. There's an entire article out there that we would love for you to be able to go and read. It's at sierrawave.net. But let's read what Benson had to say. It said, these investments directly support patient care and help ensure our rural communities continue to have access to high-quality health care. Every fundraiser, every quilt, and every hour volunteered represents neighbors helping neighbors. That is what makes the auxiliary so special. Like I said, head on over to our website at sierrawave.net for that. And you definitely need to go read about Bishop Union sophomore Wyatt Myers. He's heading to the California State Championships after an outstanding performance at the Central Section Masters Championship held Saturday, May 23rd at Buchanan High School. Coming into the meet at the fourth seed in a field of 18 top discus throwers in the CIF Central Section, Wyatt started strong with throws over 180 feet in the opening rounds and found himself sitting in first place in the competition. Wyatt now enters the state meet at the fifth seed out of 27 throwers and will compete in the state prelims on Friday at 3 p.m. If he advances, he'll return to the California State Championship Finals on Saturday at 4:30 p.m. once again at Buchanan High School in Clovis. A lot more to this article and pictures out at our website with more news at sierrawave.net. Also, you can find us at Sierra Wave Media on Facebook and on Instagram and that thing called X.com. For 30 years now, we've been your local resource for news, sports, weather, culture, and the people who shape it. Thanks for listening.